This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Welcome to WHM Mailbag, everybody. My name is Andrew Jubin, and I'm about to bring in, well, just three of the nicest guys you'll ever meet. Let's see here. They're all handsome, and it's equal hunkability, so I'm not bringing them in by who's the hunkiest, but let's just say, welcome Steve Sadak.
Oh, I like that. That theme song that people are commenting on in the chat was created by Paige from Chicago. So thank you, Paige, for that kick-ass.
Yeah.
Cool theme
little
song.
Slow jam we've been doing on some of our Patreon hits. Speaking of hits, here's a guy who's had more hits than all of us, Eric Siska.
I have been beaten quite a bit.
No, I meant your secret career as a musician, dude.
Oh, right. Yeah, well,
weren't you Buckethead?
I want to combine my personal life with whatever this is. So,
oh,
but thank you, Paige, by the way.
Yeah. And you know him, you love him, Mr. Chris Cabin here as well.
How much did he pay you to make him the most handsome first one? I need to hear it. Let me know the number.
So
tell me now.
Oh, so this is what's rigged.
This is what's rigged. This is what's rigged. It's not the game. It's not the
entrances.
Game.
Chris, entrance. You need to believe in objective reality. And that is that I am the hunkiest of all of them.
Yeah,
of all
of them. The real origin of my ass.
Oh, man, that's an origin story I'd love to hear someday.
Objective reality. I love it.
So we are here to read some letters. But first, and more excitingly, I think we have some dates to announce. That's right. We will be playing some shows this fall in North America.
Ooh, that's kind of common for us.
That's right. But do you see what I did there, though, Eric? I said that we're doing shows in North America.
Whoa, you mean North America?
Yeah, that's right. The north of North America.
The Maple Land?
The Maple Land. We are going to the Maple Land. Now, the thing with the Maple Land, we got a date in the Maple Land we got to tell you about, but tickets are not on sale for this one until next week at some point. So for the other three shows we're going to talk about, yes, tickets are on sale, but this one next week. And we are very stoked that in October, we will be going to one of my favorite cities of all time, Toronto. That is right. Ooh. That is right.
Never,
it is happening.
Never been. I'm so excited. Ooh. Toronto. Yeah. Yes, we're going to do one show in Canada. And if you don't come, I don't think we'll never be back.
And just an FYI for you folks, when Eric goes to Canada, he's going to be playing a game.
That's right. Because, Steve, we're talking about what?
Saw 4. That's the one that's, I think it's concurrent with Saw 3. That's Donnie Wahlberg meets a grizzly end in that one.
That sounds right. That sounds right. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
It's near Halloween. We're going to have so much fun.
That's right.
I think it's maybe where we get Jigsaw's backstory. I can't guarantee you. It is? Okay, because that is really what's worth it. That is the key part.
The origin of how we got the cancer, right?
Yes. The cancer. Yeah, it's like a bad Milo thing. You get the cancer to actually
come like
out.
Sunbathing too much or something.
Yeah.
Is this the one where he gets dressed down by Carrie Elwes, or he dresses Carrie Elwes down or something? Because Carrie always shows back up in one of these.
Yeah, look at Largest Life. I forget. I don't remember if he's in that one.
Hard to remember these things. They kind of all blend together.
Yeah, but yeah, those will be on sale next week. We will definitely have all your fun information for October. Toronto, Canada. Saw 4.
That's right. Saw 4. Hell yeah. I'm going to go to fucking Queen Mother Cafe, get my ass the fucking Pink Guy Chicken, which I've not had in several years right now. It's going to be awesome. I'm super excited about that. So Canada, we are coming for you now. America, we got some dates for you as well here. Who wants to go next?
I'll go for this one.
Oh, Chris Cabin. Okay, do it up, Chris Cabin.
I can do this one. We're going to be starting in wonderful Denver, Colorado on November 14th. We will be at the Comedy Works, and we will be talking about a little bit of War Games.
Ooh.
Ba-boom.
Professor Falcon. You have to do a show in Denver, Colorado.
Would you like to play a game?
I don't know if I can play a game, Godzilla. There's other things on the line here.
I do like this movie. I also like the low-tech phone hacking Broderick does. I guess sort of Ferris Bueller-esque.
Yes.
His hair's a little floppier in this one.
Mm-hmm. You've never seen this movie, right, Andrew?
No, I didn't. I thought I did, but that was the movie with the monkey. Which
we will be dealing with at some
point. What is that movie where the monkey's being X? Like a, yes,
that's Project X. Yeah. AKA monkey torture. Like they just really strap those monkeys down and just start fucking with them. Yeah.
You thought that director's cut of Lawnmower Man was bad.
Well, cause that's the funny thing. They made another movie. It was like Miles Teller, like a sex comedy a couple of years ago. And like, I just could imagine somebody like, yeah, man, Project X. What's that monkey doing? Why is he getting cancer?
What do you mean? What happened to the monkey?
Was that a Miles Teller movie?
I believe it was
like a found footage thing.
Yep. Yeah. Like party, the biggest party ever type.
Yes.
Thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
I turned it off.
But Project X, we should look into, because I've been trying desperately to get us to do a monkey month on the show. I think it would be amazing.
That's right. Oh,
we're
there's
go
plenty.
Bananas.
Yes, we will be finally talking about Dunstan Checks In. We must.
Speaking of Dunstan Checks In, where are we checking in next after Denver, Colorado on November 14th?
On November the 15th, we're taking probably a plane, I think, to Salt Lake City, Utah to talk about Fatal Attraction at Wise Guys. And now, you know, like, Salt Lake City, Utah, probably one of the sexiest places on earth.
Oh, yeah. Even their underwear is magic. That's how good they are at it.
Yeah, Michael Douglas and Glenn Close, they get together over a big, like, sippy straws of soda. And they just sip soda together, and that's how they get erotic with one another.
Salt Lake City, I'm really excited to see that city as well.
Right.
That's how they get erotic with one another.
I don't know where... I feel like that's maybe where we'll run into trouble.
Utah, really?
You know, like, I feel like they could do a little bit of, you know, y'all ain't from around here, you know?
Yep. Musical knife fight in the street. Yep. I can see it.
That's the wrong Jesus Christ you're worshiping, pal.
It's likely we can get, if we're ever going to get Easy Rider'd on the road, it might happen after that show.
Sure.
But if we live through it, that ties in for the next movie.
That's right.
November 17th. Phoenix, Arizona. We will be talking about Universal Soldier.
Ooh.
Great undead dude movie, dudes rock movie at That's CB right. Live in Phoenix, Arizona.
We
should mention that these American dates, Denver, Salt Lake City, Phoenix, all on sale now. WHMpodcast.com. Hit that tour tab. You can get tickets right now.
And you should get tickets right now, actually.
That's right.
Hell yeah.
You don't want the hellbillies to beat you to it.
I mean, and wait till you hear us just doing these dueling JCVD Dolph Lundgren impressions. It's going to be marble mouth time. Get ready for it.
Oh, big time. It's going to be bad. It's going to be real bad.
Falling on the ice pad, like just terrible stuff.
That's right. That's right. It's great.
A very nice person in the chat just asked, will these be posted online? These titles sound so great. It's always a matter of if Eddie doesn't fuck us. We want to post these online, but you know, you gotta be there to see it, because who the hell knows what you want to talk about monkeys working things. These techs that we walk up on.
Yep. Yeah, we feed them in bananas.
So, you know, as always, you'll see. But if you noticed, gentle listener, this month in August has been all live episodes. That's how we take vacations, because the show does not stop here at We Hate Movies. So that's how we work that in. So it is always to our advantage to make sure that those live shows record well so we can release them. So
just
keep your fingers crossed.
Just in case the sound people from these venues are listening right now, Just we love you. Yeah. We love think you. You're fantastic. we trust in you.
Still got a grudge against that dude from Detroit, though. That guy can fucking suck it.
It's going to be your last words to whoever is with you is about this guy.
I see a confused person in the chat on Twitch mentioning, is there another chat? Because I'm not seeing what we're talking about. There is a chat on YouTube as well. So you can get the show from both. And that is, and if you're listening to this on audio after the fact, you could watch it on YouTube archived at youtube.com/WeHateMovies.
That's right. That is right. Canadian debut, big deal, as well as our debut in three cities that we've never played before here in the U.S. So it's going to be fucking great. Super excited for these fall shows.
Absolutely.
I've never been to any of these. I've been to Toronto, loved it. Never been to any of the Out West shows. Really excited about
it. Really excited about going to all these cities out West. I'm super excited. There will be a marshal designated at each show in the back just in case. Sorry. I know you guys, I just want to, you know, if you want to do the gun stuff, there will be a good guy there. Look out.
He'll have a squirt gun full of Red Hot. That'll be what he has, the person in back.
Hey, so do we want to get to some letter reading?
We do.
Let's do it up. Yep.
Might be the blue here. So we got some letters for you. Now, Chris Cabin, you are the mail keeper here at We Hate Movies. So yeah. Who should do that, Mr. Mail Kemp?
You know what? I'll start. This is a long one, so I'll get us kicked off here.
Thank you. Right. I want to hear that buttery voice.
I know you do, baby.
Slap it on me like I'm white toast.
Yes. Well, it's got to melt a little bit first, baby. You can't get right out the fridge like this. It's too chunky. All right,
we'll do a little foreplay. Okay. Uh-huh. Hey, you guys turn your heads.
Everybody go away. So this is
we'll excuse ourselves.
Here we go. All right, baby. Are you ready for it, baby?
Okay. Do it.
This is from our friend Sean from Sideshow, our old buddy there.
Oh, great guy. Missed dude, man.
Yeah. Hello, Sean from Sideshow here. My wife and I regularly watch the mailbags and enjoy all the fun and awkward stories you guys share. Thank you. Hi, Sean. She's always urging me to send something in. So here's the time I met a famous person.
Oh,
when
nice.
I first moved to Los Angeles back in 2010, I found work at a second spin store, which is basically an FYE solely for used media on Ventura Boulevard in Sherman Oaks. I don't know where any of that is.
California. Right now.
Well, yeah, Jen, I know that, but
it's
I don't
part
know
of
like
sprawl. You know,
part
the
of it, yeah.
Los Angeles that puke on the sea and it spreads out.
Yeah, I understand that. I just don't know if it's like downtown what? Or what area. I don't.
It's all very nice.
No, he's correct. It's a vomit state. Right down the street from a host of television studios and production offices. As you could imagine, the customer base was unique, ranging from actors to musicians to Hollywood Reporter contributors flipping the unopened copies of Predators on DVD. Yeah, that's just...
Now, I need to go back and revisit that? Because, every single movie ends up... Every single movie you didn't like ends up trending on Twitter like, oh, this is actually the good one.
Oh, you missed it. Yeah, you missed it a couple of years ago, man. That Predators was... No.
Incorrect. I'm sorry. Like, I try not to, like, buy, you know, book by the cover, but any movie... made by a guy whose first name is Nimrod.
Oh, come on.
I liked Control
and Vacancy.
Control's good. Yeah. But like that and the armored car.
Yeah, I wasn't too crazy on that.
These were not good.
I liked some of his movies, and that's just a proud name out there.
East. Oh, yeah, I get it.
Now, which Predators, one was that, though? That was that with Topher Grace there?
Yes.
It was Matt Dillon.
That's the one.
Matt Dillon. No, I think you're talking Adrian Brody's in that one.
Adrian Brody.
Maybe they're all armored.
Oh, I don't know what the.
Oh, armor.
Yeah, I'm asking about Predators.
We're crossing the street here. We're lost in Nimrod Atal movies. Out of
the Nimrod, the Nimrod verse is now spreading. We're just getting messed here.
Yeah, no, I've never seen that armored car movie. Apologies.
I have. I did not see his Metallica movie. So.
Oh, that the never. I kind of always wanted to see that.
Is that the one with Dane DeHaan?
Yeah.
It is. It's horrible. Yeah,
it's stupid. It's so stupid.
It's really bad. Okay, where was I then? Oh, Predators on DVD. Once sold Clancy Brown a Peter Frampton CD.
Nice.
Edward Furlong came into the store to buy an Xbox 360 game and left his BMW keys on the counter. He probably did it on purpose.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
Show off a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably showing off.
Accidentally leaving your keys on purpose. Oh, sorry, Terminators. This is my BMW fob. I'll be on my way.
No, it's more like, oh, no, it's rent is due and I can't make it. Let me see if I can get this sick insurance check, Terminator. Oh, no, my car was stolen. Who knows, man?
I wish him well,
man.
Yes,
I wish him well.
Also, by the way, Clancy Brown, Frampton will be coming alive tonight.
Yeah, dude, how about that?
That's awesome.
Clancy Brown just buying CDs in 2010.
I can see him being a Frampton head. Actually, it makes sense. Yeah. They got similar like wild manes. I can see it.
Oh,
Frampton was a good time too. I saw him live the other year, pre-pandemic. Yeah. It was good.
Did you feel like he did, or what was it like?
Yeah. He was, it's like, oh man, that guy's guitar is talking to me. Yeah, it was a fun time.
So one afternoon, I returned from break and went back to work, offering to help out a pretty young lady with her entertainment choices. Mm. Before she can even respond, I hear bellowing from across the store, "Hey, she's with me!" I turn around to see the Dice Man, Andrew Dice Clay, headed toward me, decked out in a sleeveless shirt, track pants, and a fanny pack. He also
The Dice Man's uniform.
He also had an eye patch on, not over his eye where it should be, but resting on top of his head.
Okay.
I gotta block out my third eye because I got psychic powers over here. Ba-go!
I'm a levitating. This was an odd fashion choice, it was, given the rampant conjunctivitis festering in his left eye. Okay, how do you know that?
Awesome. Oh, no. Hey, I got shit in my fucking eye, all right?
Oh, he's a comedy genius.
Do you have that Enrique Iglesias song where he says, "I want to fuck you tonight"?
Let me see what Peter Frampton albums you got here. Let me just grab them.
Do you got a Mary J. Blige? I love her. I love her stuff. She's fantastic. I'm going down as well, Mary.
Wait a second. I hope
the Enrique Iglesias one wasn't a riff. He literally said it in the letter.
I wanted to let Steve go with it.
Apologies.
I had no idea what he was talking about, but I've worked in retail enough to figure it out. He later confessed loudly, "I'm looking for music to fuck to. Something with a good driving beat."
Driving beat.
Like, driving. He's driving.
Just to do
drilling.
That.
Like he's driving a car and it's good. It's like roadhead music, you know.
Whoa, I'm driving a car over here.
Oh yeah, I know who's gonna drive you home tonight. The cars. I walked him over to the electronic music. Good idea. Where he proceeded to grab CDs at random and ponder aloud their effectiveness based on their title. Quote unquote, "This could be a good one. It says kinky." As he cashed out.
Was he trying to get a new TV show kind of a thing? Like, hey, everybody, remember me. I like sex. You know what I mean? In the middle of the store?
Look,
isn't
what I'm
it entertaining when I shop? Doesn't anybody remember the Osbournes?
What I'm going to do is I'm going to annoy retail employees on camera and see what they do. Who knows? It could be a hit. As he cashed out and left, I could only wonder if my customer service did indeed help the Dice Man cometh.
Well done, dude.
Good stuff, buddy. Since you guys share a lot of celebrity encounters, maybe let's delve into your retail experiences. Have you ever been witness to a memorable customer freak out or employees brawling with each other. Keep up the great work. Hope to see you guys swing by the Current Digs in Denver for a live show in the future. There you go. There you go, Sean.
It's going to happen.
It's happening.
Thanks, November, Sean. Thankfully, I did not get, I did not contract pink eye from Andrew Dice Clay. Well, good for you, good Sean. News.
Man, that would be like, it would be like gonorrhea on top of it. Like it would hurt when you cry, like, you know, burn.
Yeah, a good crust. You get a good crust going on there.
Oh, that's no good. God, that's disgusting.
Crusty cry. So, I mean, what reminds me of this, Andrew, is your famous story about Fred Durst. But, I mean, maybe we've told that too many times at this point.
Oh, yeah. No, it's just one time his bodyguard, like, shoved me out of the way because Fred Durst was buying CDs at the RIPD Virgin Megastore in Times Square. Yeah,
Mr. Durst is trying to shop.
Yep, Mr. Durst was trying to shop, and my fat ass was in the way.
I worked at a gym in college that used to be a Gold's Gym, which is a big, heavy meathead gym, and then it turned into like more of a gym for everyday folks. You know what I mean? And like, and like, what I would do is I would sell people on gym memberships. But whenever the sort of like trick of the trade was, whenever someone like a big meathead-y kind of a guy came in, like, don't, you know, sell them the membership, totally fine, but really emphasize that you don't have what they're looking for, kind of a thing. So that was sort of right. The stock, it's like, oh yeah, the weights only go up to 60 pounds, you know, you can't really slam the weights and blah blah blah. So enter Devon Dudley of the Dudley Boys. The biggest dude I ever saw out of my mind. And I was just like, and it took me a while. It was like 5 years after I stopped watching wrestling, but it took me like 30 seconds. I'm like, that's Devon Dudley. And
it's like, yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Like, you don't forget the Dudley Boys, dude.
So I took him on a tour and I kind of gave him the thing. And I was like, you know, there's a lot of treadmills here if you want those. There's like, you know, there's, you know, some weights, but they don't go very high and blah, blah, blah. And he walked away. He's a really nice, really super nice guy. But I remember being like, I just wonder what's going to, I kind of want to watch Devon Dudley work out and or smash someone through a table.
You could have been collecting his sweat, you know?
That's exactly.
That's like genetic material.
Selling that on eBay.
Yeah.
You could at least drink it.
Drink it yourself. Get the powers, you know? Right? Become like muscular. Yeah. I mean,
it's like Bane syrup.
So that's my syrup. That's my weirdo celebrity retail encounter. And
the weights only go up to 60. Not a lot of tables to throw people to.
Yeah, we're
not going to get a ladder through the door.
You can't really. There's no room. I mean, look at these low ceilings. You cannot powerbomb anybody in here. So don't. I wouldn't even try to powerbomb anybody.
Do you guys have bungee like things I can bounce off of anywhere? No.
No. Okay, no, nothing like that.
No, and you got corners. I want to. Mm-hmm. If I want to go up on something and dive bomb, what can I do? Oh, nothing. Okay, no, then yeah, I can't do it here. I'm sorry.
I don't have any like celebrity encounter in a retail experience. The only thing that comes to mind, and I think I might have even mentioned this on the show before, is once I had an ear infection about like 10 years ago, and I was pretty rude to the cashier. I was not a great person to the pharmacist. Mm. And then a day goes by. I feel bad and I go to apologize and the kid's running away from me. So I'm chasing him. For some reason, I started chasing him instead of getting the best. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm like running after him.
What? Well, how bad did it get with this kid? Were you like just short or were you like, fucking tell me what the fuck is going
on? I had a meltdown.
Okay. Yeah. That's the hell.
But I
would
make
run
it
from
good.
You too, dude.
But I wanted to make it good. No. It's, you know, because I'm a, you know, big tough guy.
Yeah,
I let things go too far and suddenly I'm dying and there's no and it seems trivial of why I'm not being given the medicine I need at that moment. You have the freak out, then the next day you run into the store looking to apologize and chase him.
were you trying to give him a commemorative knife?
He ran into the back and I had to like tell someone else, tell him I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
This is a squirt gun. I didn't mean. Yeah. I know it looks realistic. It didn't. So, no.
Apologies to the CVS pharmacy on Broadway in Astoria, Queens.
The weirdest thing. I mean, I don't. This doesn't count as a brawl, but it's close enough. There were the two guys who ran. I worked for a very small like online like construction company for a little while. I did like all of their websites and stuff like that. And it, the office was just me and these two guys, their direct underling, the secretary, and then the guy who like built the back end of the website, like all the coding and everything like that. So me and the coding guy were just kind of off to the side all the time. But once in a while, the two main, the two like heads of the company would get into these big like screaming matches.
In front of everybody?
In front of everybody. Very loud. And it would go on for way too long. And at least three times, it ended with one of them smacking the other one and that ending it.
Whoa.
And like,
holy shit.
And like, just like everybody, like not looking at it, and I'm like, A, we didn't have an HR surprise.
So physical violence,
like, it was, I mean,
how like, hard is that slap?
A slap I heard.
Yeah,
would they make an NBC series about it?
No way. No kids were around, so not exactly. That's the element they really need. But it was incredibly weird, and like they just hung out all the time together. So I just assumed it was some secret weird thing with them, but had I had any way to talk about it to anybody, because the guy directly under them was also like kind of like looking at it and then like looking back down like
yeesh,
and like nobody wanted to say anything.
How soon after the biggest blowout did you quit that job forever?
So the first time was probably like 5 or 6 months before they moved from Queens to Long Island. I offered me to move with them, and I'm like, hey,
we're not doing it.
that won't be happening. No, thank you.
Should we go on to another letter here?
Sure. Do it up.
Who should take it?
I mean, everybody could take this one.
Okay. Trailer Tantrum. Mm-hmm. Hey, WHM gang, longtime listener, second time writing in. Wow, look at this. I've had a movie theater story I've been meaning to share with you guys for a while, seeing as I think there's a special place in your hearts for awful theater experiences. Well, of course, lay it on us. I was staying with my brother in Birmingham, Alabama for a few days before heading home for break. One of my brother's roommates was a huge X-Men fan and convinced the rest of us to go see a movie that Friday night so he could see the trailer for, you guessed it, X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Oh, man.
Oh, brother.
The trailer was going to go on the internet in a few days, but this friend just couldn't wait. I've been that guy before, so I get it. Fast forward to the five of us sitting in the local multiplex to see the Keanu Reeves remake of The Day the Earth Stood Still on opening night, which would have the trailer for X-Men Origins attached.
Yeah, it's terrible movie. Really, really stinky movie.
I just love the bargaining there. Like, all right, listen, we're going to go see an awful movie. But the good news is there's going to be a trailer for possibly an even worse movie before it.
It probably is, right? The Day the Earth Stood Still versus X-Men Origins Wolverine.
In comparison, Wolverine is a worse movie.
By far. By quite a margin.
Yeah. Though this was opening weekend, not another soul was in the theater on that Friday night. I love that. Mm-hmm. In fact, so few people had bought tickets that the projectionist forgot to start the movie. Been there. About 10 minutes after showtime, the X-fan got up to go see a manager.
Oh, you wanted to watch the movie? Oh, I'm very sorry. Yeah, I didn't think anybody wanted to. I thought you were just going in there to make out. No, I'm sorry. Yeah, we'll start the movie for you.
That's a good point. We could use like dark rooms. Like every city's got like a dark room. You could buy a ticket and go in there, you know?
I mean, that's karaoke kind just, of.
Well, no. But like more ominous.
Okay, know? Creepy.
It's just a dark room.
I can guarantee you would get a business loan for that venture.
Hey, people are just going to start fucking in the place. That's the point.
Exactly. No, they will. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So you know what? Not long after that, defecating. It's just going to be defecation.
But we respect our clientele and we clean it up after, like on the hour.
My secret plan to retire always was like to have, because I remember like when I lived in the Bronx and I had like shit to do in the city, like after work, but you know, it was like really late. And I always thought like it would be cool to have a little area where you could take a nap. But again, it would just become a fuck palace. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
if you could just go into like, again, like a little room where you can take a nap for like an hour and a half, you know, any time during the day. It's not a hotel room. Like, maybe it's small. It's a cabinet size situation.
You're at least getting masturbators, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think I've seen those. Like, aren't those in Tokyo? Those little like module, like little, they're the size of like a torpedo bay.
I'd love it. I'd fucking love
Probably,
it.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. I think people do get up to fucking in those, though.
They're way ahead of jerking off.
Light years ahead of it.
Light years away. Let's see. A few minutes later, the movie starts, but to the X-Fan's horror, the projectionist, probably as an apology for starting the movie late, started the first reel of the picture instead of the trailers.
I would appreciate that if the movie was late, to be honest. Yeah. But
please,
X-Fan, so.
Yeah. I will say, though, if the trailer was attached to the first reel of the film, they likely wouldn't have cut it off. So it was just in the trailer mix, I guess, is the idea. X-Fan was livid and again stormed out of the otherwise empty theater.
Thank you, Patriot.
Now I like this one. Like, what the fuck are you doing showing the movie for? The fucking movie theater, you idiot. Are you shitting me? Are you showing the fuck? He's showing the movie.
Where's the commercials?
Look at me. Look at me. Look at my face. Look at my t-shirt. Does this look like a person who wanted to see the remake of The Day the Earth Stood Still? Or do you think it was maybe the Wolverine Man?
Yes. Yes, I understand that. I bought a ticket to exactly that movie. I understand that. Listen to me, though. Listen to me. Shut up and listen to me.
Look, you're not getting it. All right. I guess you're just not getting it.
At that point, I'd be like, dude, do you want to just like go into another room and watch the trailer? Like, you know what, man? Sir, what? How do I get you out of this movie theater quicker?
There's a completely different movie starting next door, but it does have the Wolverine trailer on it, sir.
Which will
just slink in there.
Which will be online in 48 hours, and I know that's a problem.
After about 5 to 10 minutes, the movie stopped and the trailer started. The X-Fan was back. We watched the trailers, and he was, of course, happy to see the jacked man in all his glory. Once the trailers were over, about 30 minutes after the original showtime, the movie finally started.
Jesus.
I remember being disappointed overall, but was also a bit distracted as an attendant with a broom waited patiently through the last 20 minutes of the movie, waiting for us jerks to vacate the joint.
Look at those 4 a.m. after all these shenanigans.
Thanks again for all your programs and hope to see y'all in Pittsburgh if you're able to reschedule that show. Best, John. Well, we can't reschedule that very show because the venue was supposed to be at went out of business.
But that is true. And then it went to another venue. Then anyway, things happen. Maybe we'll
try
back
to get there someday. Yeah.
I just can imagine this attendant down there with the broom. Like 15 minutes in, you're like left of the movie, and he's like, come on, you know what's gonna happen, right? Come on, guys. Did you really want to stay in here for all this? You know what's gonna happen. Come on.
Can I go on to an Andy Rooney-esque rant?
Yes, okay. Definitely.
X-Fan here.
No, not about X-Men, shockingly. This weekend, or 2 weeks ago, I don't know, I was at a movie last week, and it bugs me now that we are keeping the lights on throughout the trailers. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like
it's a problem.
I feel like, it gives me anxiety because I'm an anxious person that like somebody's not a control of the switch. And after the trailers, I'm going to have to go and be the guy that says, hey, the lights are still on, which I've done more than like 5 times in the last 10 years. You know what I mean? So it's happened enough. Two, I want to, the trailer is like kind of a cinematic experience unto itself. I'm not people to restart movies.
Steve, this is the slippery slope that started with assigned movie seats.
Oh, here we go.
And now it's just leave the fucking lights on because we got to find our fucking seat because we're getting there as late as fucking possible because we didn't have to do the work that everyone else was willing to do to get that seat.
It's true. I will tell you this. oh man, totally lost my train of thought. Coming back around with these movie theaters.
The trailers with the lights on.
Oh yeah, here's the thing I don't agree with you, Steve. I think it's fair game. I don't agree with the light levels. We used to have a middle ground for that. Now it's like one and then the other. Don't appreciate that. But with the phones, and like as far as like a cinematic experience of the trailers, I'm not asking for behavior during the trailers, because if it's like, get it out of your system, be a fucking jerk, check whatever you have to check.
That's also please, fair, but
especially at a multiplex, spend 25 minutes doing that.
My spidey sense goes up when someone's a little chatty during the trailer. I'm like, is this going to be a problem? You know what I mean? Like you start to get your sense of the room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but I don't like freak out about it. Again, I'm not going to shush somebody during a trailer. You know what I mean? But
right.
We could dim the lights. Let's fucking have some pageantry here, folks.
Man, yeah, there's got to be some walk-in lights, man. You can do that. There's a difference.
I forget the movie it was, but I saw there was a trailer for Blair Witch Book of Shadows before. I think it was The Patriot, the Mel Gibson joint.
Yeah.
And this was my second time seeing it because we had nothing to do in the Catskills. And my brother was with me, and he started laughing at the trailer, and some dude he turned and was like, no.
What?
It was an older dude, like a boomer guy, or, you know, he got the manager. The movie stopped. Like, we finally got through the trailers. The movie started. Projection went off. House lights came up. They kicked me and my brother out of the theater because my brother laughed during the Book of Shadows Blair Witch Project.
What in the fuck? Was it during that slim part in time when people actually thought that movie was real? Like, probably. Hey, those kids died on that mountain. Yeah, exactly. Okay. Like,
you're making fun of a tragedy, okay? And then meanwhile, that guy definitely denied Sandy Hook later. I don't know. I don't know that for sure, but I'm guessing.
Sure. But wait a second. That second Blair Witch movie, there's nothing about it that's a documentary.
No, there's not. But I mean, maybe there was so much reverence for the tragedy of the first one.
Oh, right.
He might have also said a cuss word.
Oh, I see.
Maybe he was laughing and maybe he said a cuss word too.
That turns the tables entirely then.
But it's in an R-rated movie.
Yeah.
Kick you out for saying F-bomb while you're laughing at a trailer.
We got yelled at for laughing at Snakes on a Plane. Come on.
Because people can die from snakes on a plane. It's not funny.
The manager came in and was like, we've got reports that people are laughing at this movie. This film contains people losing their lives. And I was like, yes, in hilarious fashions.
Yeah. It's not like they smuggled snakes onto those planes on 9/11. They were box cutters.
It's not like I'm fucking cackling during Night and Fog. Like, it's a fucking stupid B-movie. I was gobsmacked.
Are you telling me you're laughing during Army of Darkness? All right, shut it down.
Those skeletons were people.
They were people. They were. And they were killing other people. And you should just have respect for all those people.
He is trapped 6,000 years before he was born.
Yeah. Could you imagine how sad that is?
Yeah, that's not
Would
funny.
You like that happening to you?
That's not funny. All he has is an Oldsmobile, a chainsaw, and a book on chemistry. It's not funny.
And just you think about all the people who are going to die for him to get back to the day he was at. Okay. Mm-hmm. There's going to be so much death there. So you should take it seriously. It's like,
you know what? Some sugar baby. You think that's funny?
He's got one arm.
Okay. You disgusting pig.
Yeah. It's a disabled man trying to make it. Okay. And you're laughing.
I do think, though, that like the laughing during movies can get a bit much too, like with the fucking repertory stuff. I watched the fucking Juniper Tree at Metrograph, a movie about whether or not Bjork may or may not be a witch, and people were laughing like fucking Jim Carrey was farting on the screen. And I'm like, what are we talking about, dude?
The cynical laughing during repertory screenings, I cannot fucking sanction.
No.
Like,
no.
Get your head in the game, realize when the movie was made, and shut the fuck up.
That's why film form is great, because those old people will attack you.
They will go.
Oh, yeah.
They will go. See,
I understand, making fun of a trailer or whatever, it's fine. But like, if you're laughing a lot during a repertory screen, you're allowed to be attacked by a grampy. Then you've willed it upon yourself.
I want the ability to, anytime that I hear a cynical laugh at a rep screening, I know this is, you know, a little controversial. I want to be able to drug test, because if they are high, that's fine. Sure. You're just getting high at the movie and you're fucking goofing off, whatever. I don't give a shit.
So you should have to piss in a cup to get a seat in the movie.
I want to know. That, like, but if you're just doing it just because you want to be cool, go fuck yourself. Like, die, so you're thinking, die slowly.
Stop everything for 2 to 3 hours, get the person out, pee, analyze. Well,
these are the same people who are getting their fucking, the minute tickets go on sale, they're getting it and they're choosing their fucking seats. So you can do it right then.
Also, because Chris, you know weed more than anyone. You could probably just taste test piss and see if there's THC in it. Your body would know.
Eric, well, I just need a sniff. I just need a sniff these days.
That's funny.
It's the aura.
Chris and I should team up because I know piss better than anybody, but I don't know weed so much. So.
Oh, my God. You guys, this is beautiful. What a great movie would that be? We could call what would Piss Doctor? No.
The Piss Brothers. The Piss Canapiss.
Canapiss. That's it. Canapiss.
There it is.
There we go. The Canapiss Brothers. And you guys like drink piss and.
for totally different reasons. Yeah. I like this. Totally different reasons.
One for enjoyment, one for investigative purposes.
We're giddy. We're all over the place. I should probably just read the next letter.
Go for it, dude.
Folks could go home tonight.
That's right.
American Pie presents cover band. Hi, gang. While listening to a recent episode, I was reminded of a trip to a music festival in the fine city of Bristol in 2013.
Ooh.
After seeing my favorite band at the time, I left the decommissioned boat they were playing on. I would like to know what band that is.
I would I was wondering.
I kind of thought.
Yeah, but they don't say. And then they go on to say that after they left the decommissioned boat this amazing band was playing on, mystery, they were greeted by a lone guitar player on stage singing Nickelback's How You Remind Me.
Terrible song.
Wow.
Awful. Right. Absolutely awful song. Wait, after the show ended, or was this like a different?
I think it's a festival. Like,
okay, got it.
That's what it sounds like.
Okay.
I believe this is a music festival. I stood watching with my friends for a second, laughing as it was the peak LOL Nickelback when a grim realization washed over me.
Uh-oh.
I composed myself before turning to my friend next to me and blurting out, "Is that fucking Kevin from American Pie?"
No. No way, man. Oh,
sure enough. Oh. It was, in fact, Thomas Ian Nichols playing covers at a music festival in Southwest England.
Wow. I feel like I just got kicked in the stomach.
Did he buy all the tickets for the gig? And then did that how everybody got their tickets for free?
Well, it turned like his book scam.
Yes.
I admire a good grift.
Well, yeah, sure. He was in a room full of a bunch of old grizzled musicians that were ready, and then he comes in and he goes, "I'm the new musician." And everything record scratch, goodness, great, just great balls of fire.
Because he has he's got like a fucking weird injury that makes him his tendons fuck up and it can play guitar better now.
He's got a weird brain injury where he thinks fucking Nickelback rules.
he strolls past Radiohead and says, "Enough of this third bass shit. I need to get laid." Maybe we not hang out with that guy.
So
I'm tired of all these blowjobs. Oh, hey, Tom York.
Yo, what?
Turns out he was traveling the world doing this regularly and for real money, he mostly performed at frat party, quote unquote, club nights in the UK.
And I got kicked in the stomach again.
Dude, I would perform at a frat night in the UK.
Sure. Yeah, I want to die.
They would welcome me with open arms, right? You just have to say, which one of them? That's not the A ones. It's not the mate ones. It's the bloke ones, right?
It's not Crikey. Okay. Australia.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. There's Australia. That's pretty distinctive. Canada. Sure. England. I don't even know what they are.
So, I mean, if we did play a frat party, I'd get kicked out 3 times and try to keep coming back in.
Exactly.
Get out of here, professor.
Oh, man.
So he had also been releasing original music under the name Tin Band. T-I-N, all capital. I don't know.
I know
that's not Tin Machine, that's for sure.
No, not that. No.
Oh, because Thomas Ian Nichols Band. Yeah.
I think it's, you guys are saying it wrong. I think it's Nicholas.
Oh, but is it Nicholas?
What were we saying?
Nichols, like you were saying, like Mike Nichols.
Oh,
but
got
it's
it.
Like Nicholas. It's like Nicholas Cage.
Thomas Ian Dimes.
Thomas Ian Nicholas. I'm sorry. I'll buy your fake book.
Still up on his, he's probably on his website, Eric.
Oh, well, I'm sure there's all kinds
book,
of.
The book was real. I think the movie turned out to be fake.
That's I see. Okay.
But you know what? Honestly, I should be more professional and I should be getting these names right, especially of an esteemed actor.
Yeah, sure. True.
Of course.
The next day, I bumped into him hanging out with a music producer I know. Couldn't have been a nicer guy. And if I had to sum up his vibe, it was just happy to be here. I mean, that's kind of cool because it's someone, you know, you might assume is a dick or whatever, but this, it's nice to hear that he appreciates the fruits that God gave him. Right, Chris?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm absolutely in agreement with that. I also do want to make fun of the fact that he's covering Nickelback, though.
Yeah, that's
I feel like that really does need to. If that is who you decide to cover, that's really bad. If you're just like going through like, now that's what I call music volume, whatever, and just covering whatever's on there.
Yeah,
sure. I don't got a lot of respect for that, I got to tell you.
Well, you know. He's going to have the last laugh in life, I feel, Chris.
I'm sure he will. I'm sure
but
he will.
But the letter ends with, before I leave you, I must ask if any of you had ever spotted an actor doing something you didn't expect. Thanks, William.
I once saw Clint Eastwood say thank you, so there's one. he was at New York Film Festival. Somebody held the door open for him, and he said thank you.
Wow.
I was pretty surprised by that.
You know, but yeah, now that you mentioned that, I expected this, but I ran into Kevin Bacon once at, I was just going to my old job at MTV and he was going to the Paramount screening room that they had in 15. Oh, I guess I shouldn't name it in Times Square.
Yeah, sure.
There's a corporate building in Times Square.
Might recognize
and someone held the door open for him and he said, thank you. I would have expected it, but it was nice to hear it.
Yeah. Well, Kevin Bacon's a gentleman. I know that.
Yeah. I wanted to ask him, could he take his dick out?
Can I see it?
Wanted to ask
him. I was a little starstruck.
I saw Paul Dano at a beer at a bar in Brooklyn, and he did not riddle anyone, which was
kind
of, yeah, it was weird.
When was this?
That must have been 5 years ago, possibly.
I saw Paul Dano at a at the Daft Punk concert in Coney Island at the minor league baseball game down there. That was like Little Miss Sunshine era, though.
Okay, and then that's before he got beaten in a bathroom. So, like, just try to keep up with
Paul Dano. Yeah, okay. So.
Okay.
That movie's tough. That movie is tough.
Yeah.
I saw Edward Norton kind of freak out at a kid, like a little teenager, for asking him to like sign a Fight Club DVD.
Oh, come on!
Freak, it was like how what level of freak?
He just and got,
by
like,
the
really...
way, this is all allegedly. What we're saying, what Thomas Ian Nichols or Nicholas, all of that is all alleged. Dice Man probably never went to a store in his life. But anyway, go on. For legal reasons.
Sure. No, he just got like really indignant. It was kind of like, oh, of course it's this movie, you know? And it was like, fuck you, dude. You're here for The Painted Veil. And that movie sucks shit.
Yeah. It would be funny if it was Primal Fear.
Yeah, exactly. What is the movie you want signed? American History X? Like, what are we talking about here?
Death to Smoochie?
Yeah.
Does he feel like maybe Fight Club was negative in his mind in some way? Like, a young man into Fight Club is not a young man for me? Like, I'm trying to understand his logic.
I think he thought it was a little cliched. Like, oh, yeah, of course. Of course you would bring me this.
What? Okay. I mean, what else is there? Primal Fear?
That's it. Death to Smoochie. Literally it.
You should have just grabbed him by the shoulder, Andrew, and be like, you know what? That's why you're not in the Avengers. Talk to you later. You enjoy it, dude. You have a great night.
Yeah, I guess you could have given him the Incredible Hulk DVD.
Oh, yeah. What? Oh, God, kid. Oh, God. You've seen one of my movies? You piece of shit.
How dare you?
You enjoy and bought the media of a movie I made. You fucker. You fuck. Oh, God.
So we've got two letters left. Do we want to do both of them? Do we want to do one? How do we want to do this?
Oh, well, this next one's very short.
Okay.
I think we could power through.
Yeah, all right. So I'll do the next one because I have to because it says my dad's minion ass.
Yummy.
Dear WHM gang, longtime fan and Patreon sub here. Thank you very much, Patreon
thank
sub.
You.
By the way, just since we're all here, we're all friends.
Yeah.
Just close the door real quick. Just close the door. Next month on We Love Movies on Patreon. We're going to be talking Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers. Just an FYI.
That's right. You heard it here first.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you'll know that when we come back for our next season, we will be starting with Steve watching Nothing But Trouble all the way through and then commenting on it. It will be a wonderful episode. And we hope you're there to listen to it.
I love that the torture continues. It's not just for Steve because it's for everyone. Like exactly. I don't want to watch that again.
I've got like 11 days to figure out how to quit this show. And that's what we're talking about. I'm like, how's that going to work? Okay, so long time fan subscriber, thanks for years of laughs and genuine insight to film. Thank you. I thought I'd reach out and share the story of my father, David, being in the Despicable Me movies. Wow.
Ooh.
After a long career in indie film, he found himself briefly working at Universal Pictures, where bizarre and terrible decisions are the norm. And he befriended an animator with an idea for a marketable, franchise-worthy kids film. Some suits just dismissed the idea out of hand, but my dad liked it and sent him to the head of production. He left the company before the film came out, but as a thanks, he was immortalized in cinema as Dave the Minion.
What? Ugh.
Wow, we get no royalties, but my dad's tiny yellow ass is known worldwide. Or as he might insist, his Palme d'Or winning ass. Okay. How do you like that? All the best always, Jess. So thank like you, does Jeff. Your main dad
minion. I think it's the main minion the main
did the minions
the one that,
win the Palme d'Or
I think
well they were at Cannes.
The dad or the dad won
of course
maybe?
They were
maybe yeah, or maybe. The yeah maybe the dad won was involved with the sense. Film that won the Palme d'Or yeah
okay he, that makes more sense
he shared a link but he didn't want the name so
let's hopefully. Yeah, I don't know. I hope we didn't dox this poor gentleman for being in a Minions film because that's quite sad.
I just can't believe there's no royalties there. I feel like that's
criminal.
You know,
criminal. Well, it depends. It depends if they actually scanned his ass to be the minion ass. If
no,
they
I just mean like
the ass. Then I think they should give him some money. But if not,
no. But
whatever.
I guess I don't know. I hope he got paid for something though. I mean, this person is saying like. That your dad was approached to like, you know, bring, so he, you know, he helped plant the seed that has now become this fucking, you know,
I think it's one of the, I think one of the, cause there are numerous, Funko Pop minions. I think Dave the Minion is one of them.
And it's got like, that's the one with like the nicest ass.
The nicest, plumpest ass. The one that has the thong on in the second one.
The juiciest of all minion behind.
Oh my God.
Holy did you see shit. The thing on Twitter speaking of minions the tattoo
so the minion getting fucked
minion
there was a minion getting fucked
two minions
someone,
are fucking
yeah someone posted that they worked with a person who had a tattoo of two minions fucking doggy style
doggy style
oh that's spicy.
I like the details
yeah.
I mean do you say well like, you know I mean obviously More than likely, this guy's married because he's got kids. But like, if you're hitting on a lady like you know the Dave the Minion, that's kind of me. It's minions.
This
made movies made billions of dollars.
Want to go back to my hotel room and put on coveralls?
Oh, by the way, babi babu bi la babu bala babu babu baba.
And then suddenly you're down at the fake FYE looking at electronic records saying this one sounds good. It says kinky.
Here you go. Do you think Andrew Dice Clay has seen any of the Despicable Me movies?
Yes. At least one.
Yep.
You think so? Yeah.
Boomers love absolutely. That type of shit for sure.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, because it's just like colors and things, you know.
It's funny. All right. I think it's hilarious.
Also, them juicy asses.
Fantastic. So I guess I could take the last one.
Do it up,
dude. Out of here. City Sickers. Hi, gang. I wrote this in the WHM subreddit, also known as Hell, in the thread about your City Slickers episode, and was encouraged to send it into the mailbag. So here we go. When I was a kid, I had a lot of stomach issues. Tell me about it, buddy. Yeah, it was too large. This was eventually fixed with surgery, but one time before they figured out what was wrong with me, my father took me to UCLA Medical Center ER. My father gets up to get something to drink, and this old man sits down next to me and starts talking to me. Oh, like Eric, I've never liked grampies, but I talked to him.
There's some okay ones.
There's a few that. that's not
I
bad. Say,
you know what? I always try to be polite, but when a grampy steps, I shut him down.
You got to be ready. You got to be ready.
That's how you got to handle it, dude.
I give the olive branch, and if it is stepped upon, they are stepped upon.
You got to act like a lion tamer in that situation. Absolutely, man. You get that fucking chair up.
Right in their fucking face. Knock their dentures out with a fucking chair.
You have to be ready to take away their prunes and their little bowl of chipped beef. You have to be ready to take those back from them because they're going to cold.
Their inflated ego. Where do they get off?
Just because you've lived longer. Get over yourself. Yes. At some point, I look around and see my father and everyone else standing around and staring at me, but I carry on my conversation. Eventually, the grampy asks me why I was there, and I told him, I throw up a lot. At which point, the grampy promptly excused himself and walked away.
You didn't want to be in the splatter section.
All right, kid. You keep that with your father later. My father then came over and asked me if I knew who that was. I told him no. He told me it was Jack Palance.
No! Yeah. Wow!
Are you throwing up every day, son?
Oh, UCLA Medical Center. You're my number one ER. Yeah, I had another one of my trademark heart attacks. What are you in for? Yeah, with this heart attack, I filled out the punch card. The next one's free.
Hey, Doc, have you figured out a way for me to get surgery while also smoking cigarettes?
I mean, also, even if you don't know that he's famous or whatever, I would be so scared of that man specifically.
Oh, yeah.
Jack Palance off a bus. I don't even know what he is. Hello, let's go to Second Avenue. And, fuck.
Oh, I don't have an exact change. Take whatever you want, man.
I thought vampires couldn't come out during the day.
Why are you here? I throw up a lot. And also, apparently, I started pissing my pants now.
All right, I gotta go. Jesus, kid. I explained that I didn't know who that is, so he told me it was the Joker's boss in Batman, which is correct.
Yep.
I responded, oh, and he was that old guy in City Slickers 2. Yes.
Okay.
Anyway, I still haven't seen the first City Slickers. weird one. But wow. That was my closest brush to fame I've ever had. Best. Evan from Southern California. Evan, thank you for writing in.
Wonderful story. I am glad you had that brush with fame. I wish it happened to me. And I know this is alleged. We have to say everything is alleged here.
Yeah, that's true.
You might never have met him.
It's nice that he's like a nice guy. It's like, yeah. Oh, little kid needs a little cheering up. What if an old fucking terrifying man?
Oh, I thought you had cancer. It's just barfing. All right, I'm leaving.
You may remember me as the Joker's boss.
Yeah, that's right. The big man kicks up to me. He should have sat down and be like, let me tell you the legend of Curly's Coronary. That's why I'm here today. And it was a tough day, kid. Oh, throwing up.
So let me get this straight, kid. You don't know about Curly. But you know all about old Duke. It's kind of weird you only saw the second one.
Duke. Twin brother Duke.
Duke.
It's so stupid.
Well, that's a stay tuned for sure.
Well, I mean, 100%. Look at this. These are the letters, and there they go. They're done.
So we can
now announce again, November 14th, we'll be in Denver, Colorado at the Comedy Works talking about War Games.
Ba-boom. Yeah. And then November 15th, Salt Lake City, Utah. we will be at Wise Guys talking about Fatal Attraction.
That's right. Boom.
And November 17th, we're going to be in Phoenix, Arizona, and we're going to be talking about Universal Soldier. That's
hell
the
yeah.
Point right there.
And next week, we'll let you in on more information about us coming to the great city of Toronto in Canada talking about Saw 4.
That's right. We're so far just one show in Canada. So if you want to see us, come to that show. You know, the Maple Country, and we'll see, you know. Hopefully we'll do more, but you have to come out in force for this show.
I think.
Well, you know what? We ran long on the letters this evening, so I think we're going to cap it here. I certainly know it's dinner time for me. So we're going to get out of here, but thanks so much for tuning in. Again, if you head over to the website, of course, whmpodcast.com, you click on that tour tab, all the ticketing info is there. And Canada, stay tuned. Next week, we'll be able to give more information on that sweet, sweet October tour date. But until then, thanks for tuning in. And until next time, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Sadak.
Eric Siska.
Chris Cabin.
Take it easy. Have a good night, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.